This is the closing market report. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible to check the weather forecast. What a wide swing in temperatures we've had and conditions as well. Eric, what can you tell us about the last 24 hours and then going forward?
Yeah, that is for sure. And as that cold air sank in, you know, all the rain that we got across the Eastern Corn Belt in the last 24 hours, it's all frozen. And it's been an interesting day. In fact, I'm right now in central Wisconsin. And where I am, we have had a 40-degree temperature change in the last 24 hours. So a pretty strong Arctic front has come through, and it's the first of kind of two pulses of cold air that we're going to see. So the first one's now, we're going to get a second one coming in early next week. And both of them are going to stick around for about a week. We are potentially seeing a bit of a warm up, maybe around the 18th, 19th, 20th, but it's going to be brief. I don't see anything kind of hanging on too long. Now, what's been interesting about this weather system is where it went, okay? So it began life kind of as two separate systems, but they came together right around kind of the north-south stretch of the Mississippi River. Now, what's important about that is that most of the precipitation from these last two events have been in the eastern half of the country. And why I bring that up is because we just got a brand new drought monitor update that just came out on Thursday, and it confirmed a lot of what we've been observing with the precipitation patterns, and that is our central states, you know, the Oklahoma, northern Texas, and parts of Kansas, where we grow a lot of wheat, not only didn't get much precipitation out of this, but they have not gotten much in about the last 90 days. So I'm getting concerned. I want everybody that's listening just to let me be concerned about it, because if we kind of continue to develop drought in that area throughout the rest of our winter as we get into spring, well, if it hangs on through May, that could be a pretty good indicator that we might see some stresses in the 2018 growing season. So I just want everybody to know, I'm watching it closely, and let me continue to watch it throughout the rest of this winter and early spring.
Hey, there's a new European long-range model out, I'm told. What does it tell us about our spring and maybe South America?
Looks as though the rest of January and February will continue to kind of keep us in the similar pattern that we have been in. But some of the longer range projections do look as though March and April, this is from one model, from the European model, do look as though March and April might carry with it a slight warm bias for a big section of the Corn Belt. Now, again, this is a long range forecast from one model, but at least is a first indicator, a first clue for that. And at the same time, we'll be transitioning out of our weak La Nina toward what we call ENSO-neutral conditions. And when you kind of blend all that together and look at that and several other factors, I'm tending to buy the forecast that we might see some warmer conditions for our spring. And that's important, because I know a lot of guys around here in central Illinois like to do those really early beans on some small land. But, you know, the bigger factor here is what these models have said about South America. And they've kind of confirmed a forecast trend. And that forecast trend is kind of a split pattern across South America. And here it is. The northern growing regions, so think Mato Grosso, Goiás, the Tocantins, the longer range forecast all the way through April continue to pick up on a dry bias. And what does that impact? That impacts the safrinha crop, not the first crop, not the soybeans. It impacts the second crop, which is corn. The other thing it's picking up on is a continuation of some drier conditions in Argentina, which has been battling dry conditions for a while. So we're kind of seeing some pretty consistent behavior in the longer-term models. Now, again, though, they're longer-term, which means we still have to watch day-to-day what we're expecting in terms of precipitation on South America. But if you ask me, while it's not going to put a lot of pressure on the bean crop, because the bean crop was the first crop and it looks pretty darn good, it might put some pressure on that second crop, the safrinha crop, which would be a lot of it would be corn. So that's the big news coming out of the European model in the last couple of days.